What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell is your week going? How the hell was your weekend? Hashtag Turnt Up Tuesday. I normally do this podcast to help you get through the work week, but from the looks of it, there's not a lot of you at work at this point in time. I really feel for you people out there who can't go to work, have either been laid off or the whole business just closed down, you know? The government's got to do something, right? They got to step in and say, hey, hang on, man. Everybody can have, you know, free rent until we can get back to normal. Free electricity, free water, all that shit. Something's got to happen, right? Is there a petition I can sign? Hopefully they don't put us under quarantine in Dallas. I think it's coming in the, probably in the next week or two. Hopefully they don't quarantine me right now while I'm stuck in this car. You know, I guess I'd put out more podcasts that way. Just to update you guys on how I'm doing. Hey man, I need a fucking sandwich. If anybody knows where I'm at, just throw a sandwich my way. I'll reach out the door and I'll get it. Dude, this thing has been brutal. I really can't believe how much can change in a week. I was just talking to you guys last week and everything was fine. Now all my major sports have shut down. NBA first. NHL next, MLB, NFL, they're all just fucking done. I do think it's pretty hilarious that they're signing people to contracts still. That's pretty funny. They're thinking Tom Brady's going to go to the Buccaneers all of a sudden. He's not going to be with the Patriots. That's pretty much the extent of the sports talk I have for you. You know what? If anybody's going to survive this thing, it's going to be Tom Brady. You know, he's got the magic genes. He's going to survive this thing. But you know what? He's not going to last very long. You know, if it becomes some kind of fucking zombie apocalypse, you know, he's not going to be able to fight off zombies with his weak torso. You know, if you need him to throw a football through a hoop, though, you know, if that's like an objective of killing zombies, then he's all over it. You got the right guy. But, you know, I would like to see that guy handle a gun. I don't even know why zombies come into play in this situation, honestly. Like, nobody's turning into a fucking zombie. Calm down. People are just getting sick. That's what's happening. Yeah, man, it's been fucking brutal. All my shit's gone. What do I do? You know, they're gonna fucking lock us in, which I'm kind of excited about. You know, I hopefully get a couple of weeks off. I get to rest my back. You know, live like rich people live. You know, I got my food all there with me. And my family, we're just watching TV, you know. Free internet. Free cable now, at least for the month. Free Wi-Fi. I just said cable. Internet, Wi-Fi is the same thing. It's all in one. It's all a group deal. I'm just going to be sitting there, man. It's going to be a staycation. That's what they're about to put us all on. Is a staycation, except it's not the cool kind, because you didn't save up for it. You're not receiving paychecks, and there's no fucking bars open. You want to go to a strip club? Too fucking bad. You want to go get hammered down the street and talk to the bartender? Too fucking bad. You can't do it. This is the worst vacation ever, now that I'm thinking about it. The rest will be nice. I think I'm already going stir crazy. It's like I want the time off, but now that I, you know, I think I'm going to get the time off, I'm like, wait, man, I can't go anywhere? I want to do shit, you know? I've been pretty fucking brutal. Hopefully you guys are okay out there. Did I tell you what I'm drinking tonight? My Hendrix gin with my Sprite. Nothing special here, no special mix. But, dude, I got to praise this Hendrix gin. It's just, it goes with everything. I'm not sponsored by Hendrix, but this shit is fucking delicious. Cheers. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Yeah, man. Hey, maybe this will kill all the germs, right? Let's all get drunk. I think this is what I want to do. I want to just go online. I want to start. Do they still have chat rooms or like video chat rooms? let's just all go online together. We can still kind of be at the bar. And, you know, just from the comfort of our own home. We can put on a little music in the background, whatever music we want, whatever music we choose at our individual houses. But we kind of get that camaraderie of being in the, you know, drinking together and talking and having conversations. I don't know how that would work. I really didn't think that out before I said it out loud. So that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever said. Dude, it's crazy, man. I've been following this thing. I'm sure as you all have. There's a satellite over Italy. You know, Italy's getting fucking hammered, dude. They're really, really getting hammered. It's killing a lot of people. It's pretty tragic. And they were showing a satellite from above. The only silver lining in it is that there's less pollution in Italy. They showed like a infrared scanner. I guess that's on the satellite. I don't know science. And it just showed like the smog, you know, like the smog when it's on the screen is like really red. It's really hot. That's what they're producing. That's drastically reduced because nobody's going anywhere. They're definitely on lockdown over there. They're not driving. They're not doing anything. It's just a weird time, dude. Like, I can't believe what's happening, but I think, you know, say whatever you want about the government. I think they're doing the right thing. It hit us, and now we're all staying away from each other. We're all hopefully washing our hands. People going out. I saw something the other day. A guy at the grocery store, it was on video on Twitter, a guy at the grocery store with fucking a basket full of whole milk. I mean, a basket full. Like, first off, what a douche. Why are you taking everybody's milk? You're not going to drink all that milk by yourself, sir. Number two, milk fucking goes bad, you dumbass. This is not how you prep for things. You know, the toilet paper thing is really weird. I get it. People want to wipe their ass. I finally made it out to the store the other day, and all that was gone. You know, I didn't panic. I didn't rush out to the store, and when I got there, I was like, damn, maybe I should have. You know, like, they were out of fucking everything. I just found myself buying trivial shit just because I was like, well, I can't just come back with nothing. I think I bought cat treats the other day. I don't have a fucking cat. You know, just so I could feel important. Like, I went to the store and I accomplished something. But yeah, man, it's been fucking wild. I don't understand people buying up the goods, the eggs, the milk, things that will expire. Perishable items, if you will. Are you supposed to get fucking cans, dude? Everything's supposed to be canned. That way, if you're down in a bunker for 40 years, you got enough cans of black beans to supply yourself and whoever you're with, maybe your dog. It's just weird. That's not the proper way to prep. And how sane do the people with the bug out bags, the doomsday preppers, how fucking sane do they look now? You know? They look like fucking morons, all you tinfoil hat, scared piece of shit, whatever. They look fucking brilliant now. They got all their... I got all my fucking ammo ready. I only got two hands, but I got 30 guns ready to use them all. I got my fucking... my beans. They're not fucking... Maybe they're grabbing dry ingredients. Dry milk, right? Isn't there fucking powdered milk? That makes sense because it lasts so much longer. These people grabbing fucking... the fresh fruits. When I finally did make it to the store, all the fresh fruits and vegetables were gone. It's like, wait, are you guys on a fucking diet right now during the pandemic? Very strange, man. People are acting so fucking strange. Freaked out for sure. I'm not on my diet right now. I just said, fuck it. Like, I'm kind of limited. I'm not trying to, you know, be healthy while this is all going on. I'm just trying to survive. Not that it's that bad. We're okay. You know, everybody's okay here in Dallas so far, but they're about to shut the shit down. And it's going to be like a fucking ghost town. You like what? You got to have a piece of paper to go to the grocery store. You got to have something. It's going to be strange, man. I don't know what to think about all of this, and I'm sure you guys don't know either. Don't know where it's going. But the thing we do know is we got to stop the spreading, you know? Stop smooching on other people, you know? Wash your fucking hands. Now the slogan of this podcast isn't going to be just don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft, but it's also going to be wash your hands and don't touch your face, apparently. I'm learning these things as I go. I don't watch the news because that shit just fucking freaks you out. I don't want to be freaked out. I have friends that watch the news every fucking day, and I'm just like, how do you do that? How do you do that and not freak out? You know, it's like the old Bill Hicks joke, you know, war, famine, AIDS, and you look out your window and it's just birds chirping. Everything's good. They're going to tell you all the bad things happening just to make you, you know, do whatever they want you to do. I don't know. Do they want you to rush out and buy a bunch of toilet paper? A toilet paper thing is fucking weird. Like, that's the last thing on my mind. I don't give a shit. I might be the smelliest guy left on Earth, but I'll be left on Earth. You know? Toilet paper is not going to fucking save you, dude. I mean, you might need to stock up. And you guys are being assholes about it, too. The one thing I will say is when I did get soap, whoever, you know, grabbed however many they got, the shelves were fucking bare for the most part. Whoever grabbed the last of the soap and left me two to grab for myself and my family, thank you. That was very nice. That's how we need to act during this. I'll have one, you know, but somebody else needs one. That's enough for me and my family. You know, baby wipes are scarce. Toilet paper, fucking scarce. Thank God I buy the big pack. I think we're still good for a little while. You know, we're just not used to living like this. That's the problem. Other countries are probably laughing at us, you know, living off of a lot less. But, I mean, it's whatever, man. I'm not worried about it. I think it'll blow over. That's what I honestly think. I think it'll blow over. We're doing the right thing. We're staying away from each other. We're going to be fine. Everybody's going to be fine. You know, fucking Tom Hanks and his wife got it. It's kind of weird that celebrities are getting it, you know? I mean, there's regular people getting it too. I guess it's not, you know, it doesn't discriminate on who it's going to infect. Tom Hanks and his wife, Rudy Gobert was the first, you know, NBA player to test positive. I think Kevin Durant, as of today, tested positive for the coronavirus. It's fucking people up, even if it's not killing them. I saw a guy in the hospital today, and that shit's fucking real, man. I'm wondering if I carried that shit like a couple of weeks ago when I was so sick and I couldn't fucking breathe and I had to get my inhaler. I'm wondering if that was maybe a... Why do I have Bukkake written on my notes? What is happening here? Is somebody fucking with me? The fuck does that have to do with anything? You know, sometimes when I make these notes, I just write things that, you know, pop in my head. I don't fucking know. Pretty wild, man. I don't know what else to say. Hey, you know what? I told you guys last week, I teased you last week about an important event. It's not even an event. It's just something you can buy to support this podcast. I just made Drink It Till You Podcast koozies. You can find them on my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter at Drink Until You. Hit me up, DM me if you want to buy one, support the show. They're going for $6 right now. That doesn't include shipping if you're out of state. I actually don't have a web store, so I can't really take a payment through that. But I have Cash App, I have PayPal, I have Zelle. However you want to do it, help support your show, your favorite show that you listen to every week. Cheers, everybody. Let's go ahead and pretend that this thing's going to blow over by the time I have these next two shows. Let's just do all the advertisements at once. Koozies, go buy those. August 15th, JJ's Pizza. Come get some pizza. Come down to the basement, watch a couple of bands play. That's 118 West Oak Street, Denton, Texas, 76201. I have limited details on that show right now. But as far as it happening. It's up in the air. But I'm going to go ahead and promote it because I'm an optimist. I think this whole thing's going to blow over. I think we're going to be fine. Everybody's going to be okay. Coming up in April, April 24th, with Forid's Criminal Pogo, Blood Letters, and my band Cashing In. Doors at 8, show starts at 9. Main at Southside, Mass, if you will. 1002 South Main Street, Fort Worth, Texas. 76104. That's going to be a really, really good show, dude. If you like punk, I finally looked up Forid's Criminal Pogo and Blood Letters. And, dude, I love all of them. They're so, you know, if you want an idea of what kind of things I like to listen to, as far as the punk genre goes, because I listen to a lot of different things, just look up any of those bands, Forid's, Criminal Pogo, or Blood Letters. That's exactly like right down my alley. And by the way, that show, April 24th at Mass, is 18 and up. I like all ages shows. You can't always decide that. We just kind of hopped on at the last second. 18 and up. Sorry if I have any younger listeners. Actually, I don't know if you're supposed to listen since I'm giving out drink recommendations. Anyways, April 24th at Main at Southside for the last fucking time, Chris. And August 15th at JJ's Pizza, 118 West Oak Street, Denton, Texas, 76201. Cheers. Dude, you gotta watch on Netflix. I'll give you a couple of recommendations. I just started watching it because of everything going on. Pandemic. They almost predicted something was gonna happen. They said there was something coming. Something like the flu. But, how did they phrase it? It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And that shit is here now. They were talking about SARS. They were talking about swine flu, bird flu, which actually, if you watch Pandemic, bird flu should be called chicken flu, because that's where it comes from. There's another reason, not to get preachy on you guys. You do whatever you want. You live your own life. But for my money, that's why you shouldn't eat, you know, animals, really. And I'm such a fucking hypocrite. You know, I just had pepperoni today, because like I said, I haven't been on my diet. But I'm trying, you know, 95% of the time I'm eating fruits and vegetables. If I can get them in, you know, in my house, I can't seem to find them lately. Everybody's taking all that shit. But dude, yeah, that's how the bird flu started, from what this documentary said, if I'm not misquoting it, was actually, you know, all the chickens stuffed in to the cages, they get infections and diseases and shit like that. That's how bird flu starts. So it's like, not only is it inhumane to fucking mass produce, you know, well, not even, I guess, yeah, I mean, you could call it mass producing, right? They're birthing the chickens, and then they're caging them for their entire life, and then they're fucking slitting their throats, you know? It's just like two strikes in this situation, and you're out. Same with swine flu, you know, all those dirty fucking pigs in there together, and you know, getting infections, and, you know, that's how that shit starts. Those are really good reasons to maybe change your diet a little bit, just because it's just not good all around, you know. Those chickens don't want to get their throat sliced. They don't want to live their life in the cage, you know, and not only that, but they're spreading disease amongst humans, which is like, it's so fucking gross, you know. And like I said, I am being a hypocrite right now because I did eat some delicious pork the other day, you know. But I am trying, and I hope you guys are trying too, to maybe change your ways a little bit and realize that this is not the way. That should tell you right there. That just kind of slapped me in the face, all the disease and what it can bring to people. But yeah, man, you got to watch Pandemic. It's kind of scary. Because you see what they're talking about happening right now, real time. But really good documentary from Netflix. And the other one, it's actually the lighter side. I want to recommend Marc Maron's End Times Fun is the name of the special on Netflix. Dude, The guy had me on the ground laughing. You gotta watch the bit about the trail mix. I about died. And you gotta watch the bit, which is a reoccurring theme about Iron Man and Jesus, which is fucking hilarious, dude. Now, I've seen Marc Maron before. I've never seen a stand-up before, but I've seen him in Glow, when I started watching Glow, which he was fucking phenomenal in that show. Just like the perfect director asshole, but he, you know, he also has a heart. Played that part really, really well. You gotta watch Glow if you haven't. Let me go ahead and recommend that one. But yeah, watch his stand-up, man. Marc Maron is a fucking madman. Fucking hilarious, dude. Cheers, everybody. That's my quarantine recommendations for you, if you want to call it that. All right, it's time for the drink recommendations. I can't get, you know, in copyright trouble for singing the song, can I? All right, so what I searched is end of the world cocktails. Not that I think the end of the world is coming. I don't. It was just funny. It's a funny theme. This might end your world doing this this one that I'm about to give you. It's called the end of the world. It's half an ounce of vodka, half an ounce of Bacardi 151 rum, half an ounce of Wild Turkey bourbon whiskey. Do you shake that shit in an ice shaker with ice? No, you don't. It says serve warm straight into the shot glass. So equal parts vodka, Bacardi 151, and Wild Turkey bourbon whiskey. That is the end of the world shot. It might end your world being warm, and it might bubble up in your stomach there. That's pretty harsh. The next one I have for you is called The Last Word. Let me go ahead and credit this website for the end of the world. Cocktailbuilder.com gave me the end of the world. The Last Word cocktail is from liquor.com. Here's what's in it. 3/4 ounces of gin, 3/4 ounces green chartreuse, 3/4 ounce maraschino liqueur, 3/4 ounce fresh lime juice. It says add all ingredients into a shaker with ice and shake, double strain into a chilled coupe glass, and you have the Last Word cocktail. The last one I have for you, excuse me, it's called The Beginning of the End. This is from Diffordsguide.com. What you're going to need, a coupe glass. Your garnish is going to be a flamed orange zest twist. How to make. Flame an orange zest twist into an empty glass to line the inside of with smoky oils. Then stir all ingredients with ice and strain into a pre-prepared glass. Here's the liquors and the liqueurs. Oh my God, I'm afraid to read this last one. Bacardi 8-year-old rum, 1.5 fluid ounces, half a fluid ounce Capano Antica formula vermouth. That's very specific. A third fluid ounce of Pecan Amur. Don't know what that is, to be quite honest. 1/3 fluid ounce of, oh my God, this is so hard to say, Oloroso Sherry. Jesus Christ, I don't know half the ingredients in this. I know what vermouth is. I know what Bacardi is. I don't know what Pecan Amur is. And Oloroso Sherry. Have no clue what those are. Anyways, here's how you make it. Burnt orange oils add a smoky note. You're not going to tell me how to make it? Nope. Not going to tell me how to make it. There it is. Stir all ingredients with ice. I already said that. And strain into a pre-prepared glass. You guys know me. I don't like this, you know, having to prep. Like, it's fine to cut up some fruit, you know, for your daiquiri or whatever. I don't like when you have to fucking burn something or you have to, you know, boil something down and leave it overnight so you can get fucking pear syrup, you know, whatever the fuck that is. But I don't know if you guys know what the hell that shit is. You can make this drink for yourself, this cocktail, in case it is the end of the world. That's The Beginning of the End from DiffordsGuide.com. We had The Last Word from Liquor.com and The End of the World from CocktailBuilder.com. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, wash your hands. Don't touch a nasty face. Shave your beard is another one I'm hearing. I don't know. The first time in my life I'm actually happy I can't grow a fucking beard. Anyways, be safe out there, you guys. Cheers. So for the last couple of minutes of the podcast, I'm going to give you guys some resources if you're in a position to help somebody else. Maybe I can give you a resource to help somebody else, you know, feed somebody. The big thing right now are the kids that depend on the meals in school, you know, that aren't getting it because schools are closed and everything. This is called No Kid Hungry. You can go to this website, BuzzFeedNews.com. It has all of these in a list. It has a donate here button. With coronavirus forcing mass school closures across the country, millions of children are losing the daily meals they depend on. No Kid Hungry uses donations to send emergency grants to food banks and local community groups. It diverts resources to feed kids in the hardest hit communities. The organization also has plans in place to ensure families know how to find food while schools are closed and making sure kids get three meals a day. Feeding America is another one along the same lines. Their Meals on Wheels, I think that's actually a pretty credible one if I'm not mistaken. And by the way, if you guys donate to one of these and they happen to be stealing your money, it's not on me. I apologize. I'm just a guy drinking on a podcast. I'm not trying to make that happen to you. I'm just trying to get the word out to, I always worry about that when I tell you guys about something to donate to, like, what if they take their fucking money? They're going to be pissed at me. NYC Organizations is another one. The Seattle Foundation, the CDC Foundation. What is this one? This nonprofit organization for the CDC is raising funds to help respond to the public health threat when federal and state funding is not available. The foundation said it will use these funds to support state and local health departments, in the U.S., as well as support the global response, including logistics, personal protective equipment, and critical response supplies. The American Red Cross is another one you can donate to. This is a whole list. There's GoFundMes out there, Save the Children, Center for Disaster Philanthropy. That sounds pretty badass. UNICEF. Isn't that a bad one? Is UNICEF a bad one? I feel like that's a bad one. Maybe don't use that one. Global Giving. This is all I typed in was how to help people with the coronavirus. BuzzFeedNews.com is what I'm reading from. You can check out that website yourself. And yeah, help somebody out. Help somebody less fortunate. I really wish I could. I'm just not in a position to. My food stock is a little lower than I'd like it to be. You know, when we go shopping, we shop for a couple of weeks at a time. So we're still good. But it's like, if we don't do something in the next, you know, week, we might be eating rice out of the bag, you know. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, eating food. Like, we got plenty of food to eat, but it's like, who just wants to eat fucking brown rice all day? You know, we could definitely survive, but you know what? We ain't getting any fucking milk thanks to that fucking douche taking all the damn milk. Anyways, Chris, you gotta let it go. He did what he did, and they let him do it. I hear a lot of cashiers are actually turning people down now, too. You know, if you have too many of one thing, it's up to the cashier to decide if it's okay or not. I see a lot of fights happening that way. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you guys. Help somebody out. If you're hurting right now, reach out to me, drinkitillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Just reach out to me, and I will blast whatever you need to as many people as I can to get you the help you need. You know, we're all going through this together, man. We're all going to fight it together, and we're going to be okay. We're going to come out the other end. Sucks for the people it's affected. But I was super worried about my kids, obviously. And from what I found out from listening to Joe Rogan's podcast from a supposed expert, which I totally believe the guy's an expert. I forget his name at the moment, but, yeah, kids apparently carry it. It just doesn't affect them the same as, you know, elderly people and things like that. So, you know, help people out wherever you can. Like I said, if you're in need, man, just reach out to me. Please, please reach out to me. I might not be able to give you exactly what you need, but I can find someone to help you and give you what you need. Anyways, let me drink this. Drink Until You podcast is the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. So we got to down this real quick. I'm going to get my music going here to leave you guys with. Give me one sec. All right, guys. Cheers. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.